very nice lunch packed for him right in the morning, so when he was gonna head out to take his school bus, he will grab the lunch and go to school. Now, while at school at lunchtime, Carlitos always sat at the same place, and Carlitos will open each thing one at a time. So if he had a sandwich, he'll open the sandwich, eat the whole sandwich. But mommy always puts some treats in Carlitos' bag, okay? Do your mom put treats in your bags, in your lunch kits sometimes? She does?
Sometimes a little bit.
Sometimes a little bit, right? Not every time you can have treats. You have to earn your treats, right? All right, so Carlitos, this day, he had treats. He had some very yummy chocolate chip cookies. How many of you like chocolate chip cookies? Me too, I'm a fan. Good job. All right, so Carlitos is eating his sandwich, and he put his cookies right by him. And he is eating his sandwich very happily. This sandwich is so good. I'm so ready to finish it so I can eat my cookies. Now, all of a sudden, this kid next to him, he sees that he's eating cookies, chocolate chip cookies. And so Carlitos is eating his sandwich, and he looks at the kid sitting next to him, and he's like in his mind thinking, did this kid really take a cookie without asking? How dare him! And so the kid grabs another cookie, and Carlitos is losing it. In his mind, he's like, he is really eating my cookies! Those are my cookies! I mean, I would have given him one, but he didn't ask for it! Oh my goodness, I need to tell him something! Do you think Carlitos should say something?
You have to ask to get one.
Oh, so yes, Carlitos knows this. So Carlitos is like, man, this guy is going to eat all my cookies. And all of a sudden he sees the kid again, grab another cookie, and Carlitos is down to two cookies. And Carlitos is losing it. Carlitos is going like, I'm going to tell him something. But then all of a sudden Carlitos starts thinking, and he said, well, let me think. My mom said that whenever I feel like I'm going to lose control and say something mean, I should first pray. So Carlitos moved a little the cookies, and he grabbed a cookie, and he put it in his mouth, and he closed his eyes, and God, please, please hold my tongue, because I'm about to tell something to this kid. Maybe he'll know that these are my cookies and not his. Please, God, help me say the right words. And when he opened his eyes, he looks at his other side, and his bag of cookies was on the other side of his arm. And so he thought, uh-oh, whose cookie do you think Carlitos just grabbed?
The kid.
The kid's cookie. So you see, happened to be that this kid, his mom also put some chocolate chip cookies as a treat. And Carlitos grabbed a cookie from the kid's bag, thinking it was his own. Now, how do you think Carlitos felt?
Like sad?
Sad, right? Probably disappointed of himself. But at the same time, Carlitos thought, you know, I prayed, so I should just say thank you. So he went back and told the kid, I'm sorry, I know these are your cookies. And the kid said, no worries, we can share. Well, he said, thank you, we can share mine too. And he ended up sharing his cookies as well. Now, what would have happened if Carlitos would have gone, these are my cookies, don't you touch my cookies?
He would get in trouble.
He would probably get in trouble. And do you think Carlitos would have felt okay after yelling at a kid for eating just a few cookies?
No.
No, right? Now, two things are important here. We pray before we think we're going to say something mean, because we cannot be impulsive, right? We have to think first. And who gives us that righteousness? Who gives us that wisdom?
God.
God, very good. So who do you pray before you're gonna?
God.
God, very good. So do you think Carlitos at the end, he did the right thing? Did he do the right thing?
Yes.
Yes, good job. All right, who would like to pray today so that we ask God for wisdom and that we ask God to stop us before we can explode and say something mean? You want to pray? You want to pray? Okay. You want to pray? Okay.
Dear Lord, thank you for the Sabbath day. May this a special day for you. And thank you for this wonderful day. Protect us with your wings. Send your angels with us and protect my mom when she's at home. Protect us from harm and danger and forgive our sins. Amen.
That's all. Good job. Thank you.